I approach you from behind, placing my hands heavily on your shoulders. My hands gripping and loosening as I slide them up to your neck and back down. I slowly massage lower and lower, getting to the midsection of your back, my thumbs doing their work, kneading out the knots and tension. Then you feel me scoot closer from behind and slide my hands under your top, massaging your breasts through your bra, my mouth fanning the back of your neck, absolutely demolishing it with kisses. Then I hook my fingers under the bra strap and cups and slide the bra up, exposing your nipples, and I pinch, pull, twist and manipulate the areolas, nipples, that soft, smooth skin. My mouth now moving to the side of your neck. Making out so hard. You know you're going to have hickeys and bruises. While one hand is continuing with your left breast, my other hand slides down your stomach and unbuttons your pants. You can feel the heat of the trail in its wake. The hand goes deeper under the waistband of your panties, and the tip of my middle finger reaches the hood of your clit. My lips right next to your ear, breathy and a quiet whisper. Let's see if you're a good girl and have gotten wet for me. My middle finger slowly moves down and goes past your clit. You can feel it slip between your lips and curl. It begs access to your innermost private space, and I whisper, spread your legs, my sweet. Let me pleasure you properly. You open your legs invitingly. You can feel my finger lightly adding pressure to your entrance, and combined with my mouth kissing your neck and the stimulation on your breast, you struggle not to moan and shake. Your breathing has become shallow, and I notice you're not long, not far from coming. Is my good girl already shivering? My middle finger is adding pressure to your entrance, but not pushing in, just the tip rubbing up and down, encircling and rubbing in that area under your clit, in between the entrance and your clit. An area wet with your juices. I start increasing the speed of my stimulation. My mouth now trying to consume you with occasional biting, my nipple play getting rougher, and my pressure with my hand between your legs getting stronger and stronger, pulling you back against me. Suddenly, all other stimulation stops. My mouth leaves your skin. My hand leaves your breast, leaving just that one hand between your legs. And with the sudden silence of all other pleasures, your focus snaps to that hand, instantly making you so wet. You're soaked. The finger now lightly, ever so lightly, pushes in, spreading your entrance, and I stop, leaving just the tip stretching you. Then I move my finger back and forth, manipulating your opening. I don't distract you in any way. I let your mind focus on the single point of immense pleasure now. My finger pushes in further, just past the first knuckle. I curl it and hook it inside, repeating my pushing and pulling. I listen for changes in breathing. Your eyes are closed now, helping you focus on your demise. As I detect changes in your responses, I slowly push into the second knuckle. I add a side-to-side motion with my invasion of your pussy. You can feel my finger gyrating now, in and out, side to side, and in circles. You feel my other hand placed on your leg, pulling at your thigh and spreading your legs more. You're wondering how far I'll take this. You can't take much more. Now I suddenly grab your hair, pulling your head back, my other hand pushing my middle finger as deep as I can, and I start finger-fucking you in earnest. Slow, deep, hard, and making sure my palm grinds into your clit. Deep. I pull out, almost all the way out, then push deep again, grinding onto your clit. And I repeat this over and over and over. Eternity in your mind, as your mind threatens to shut down. And when you're about to peak, your sweat building, your lips partly open, your breath ragged, your body shivering, your legs quivering, I pull out and then slam both my index and middle finger into you, stretching you instantly, my fingers deep and curling, manipulating your G-spot over and over as I curl them and stretch them, scratch your insides, and you start to buck as your orgasm hits, my hand harshly covering your mouth and nose, holding you down like a bucking youngling, your orgasm exploding over and over, sending shocks along your body and my fingers never stopping that barrage to your senses. I smile, for the night has just begun.